The government is making their job more difficult and more dangerous after it rejected half of the recommendations made by a select committee inquiry into the illegal possession of firearms. The Police Association says Minister Paula Bennett has rejected every meaningful measure put forward to prevent the supply of firearms to criminals. Association President Chris Cahill is with me. Evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, Larry.
What issues do you have with the government here and what they have rejected and what they're going to implement after this report?
Well, they've really rejected all the good, meaningful steps that could have helped with the safety issues of the firearms that are flooding New Zealand and are in the hands of criminals. These are firearms that are getting stuck in the faces of dairy owners in Auckland, getting presented at the doors of elderly couples in their houses just this week. They're getting presented to our members every day of the week, and the government and the minister has just rejected any controls that this would have introduced.
What did you want? You wanted a firearms register? That's not happening. You wanted to be able to monitor private sales of firearms? That's not happening?
That's right. Key things. Currently, as it stands, I could get a firearms license. I could go out there and purchase 100 firearms. No one would know I'd purchased those firearms. And until I came up for renewal in 10 years' time, no one would inspect that I had the security for those firearms. It's just ridiculous that the situation now, and it shouldn't be.
What do you think the consequences will be then?
Well, I know the consequences. The consequences are going to be more firearms getting stolen, more firearms in the hands of criminals, and more people in New Zealand being shot.
What about the gangs? They're going to be banned, aren't they? You go along with that one. They won't be able to hold a firearm. Why was that so important?
Well, that's a no-brainer, I would have thought. It was a flaw in the system as it stood now. They clearly aren't fit and proper people, and that's a no-brainer that obviously we're happy with, but it would have been a big one to ignore, I would have thought.
Okay, but why should it apply to all gang members?
Well, the bottom line, if you want to be a member of a gang, gangs are criminals. They're only there to make money for each other. If they want to have the same rights and privileges of good New Zealanders, then get out of the gangs. It's as simple as that.
There is going to be prohibition orders. I guess the police would be involved in that. Website sales of guns will be included in the legislation. Do you applaud those measures?
Yeah, those measures have some real benefits and they will help. But they really they pale into insignificance compared to what's been rejected.
The register.
That's right. I mean, simply we're saying it makes perfect sense to register who's buying firearms and what firearms those people have. And look, the gun lobby will say that that's onerous and it's not fair. But to be honest, the vast majority of good gun owners who are the hunters, the duck shooters out there that are good people, they have no problem with understanding with privilege of gun ownership comes responsibilities, and they're happy to comply.
You think the government has been under pressure by the gun lobby then, do you?
I have no doubt they're under pressure from the gun lobby. I've read and listened to what they've had to say, and they have no interest in meeting anything halfway. To them, they won't give an inch. They're just following the NRA style from America, whereas the majority of good gun owners are happy to say that they need to meet everything halfway and see what's fair.
NRA, really? Really? NRA?
Have a look at some of these gun blogs out there, Larry. I tell you now, they have the clear system. The NRA is don't give an inch, they'll take your guns off them, and a lot of the gun lobby is following that. They've spoken to them, and they've listened to the way they do their business in America. And it's a real shame that our minister and other politicians have listened to some of that gun lobby.
Thank you, Chris. That is Chris Cahill, President of the New Zealand Police Association. It's now 5:16.